I'll do it for 5 to 10 years before I look back and assess if I should stop. But I always had the idea of, let me take it slowly. Let me have a long-term mentality thinking with it, because so I don't get caught up in, you know, a failure here or there or something that goes wrong here. That's not going to be the reason I quit it completely. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Vibing Out with Texany. I'm your host with the most, Texany, aka Mr. World Vibe. What we have here is a community to give local voices a public platform of shared ideas, knowledge, and perspectives. Welcome back to the finale of our mini-series where we're talking about fast, medium, slow. Different speeds at which we should handle the three areas that we always focus on in this community: health, wealth, and relationships. So make sure you check out the previous episodes. I talked about how going fast is the best way of thinking when it comes to health. Think fast, move quick, because you don't have a lot of time. And then in the medium episode, we talked about wealth and how, you know, you should think long term, but, you know, also enjoy the current moment when it comes to all the ideas with wealth. And then finally, here we are today to finish the series talking about how we should move slow when it comes to relationships. Think slow. Not necessarily move slow, but have a slow mentality. So I'm excited to get into that and share my thoughts and opinions in this regard. So thank you for being here. I always got to thank you guys. Thank you. I am grateful of all of you for listening. So if no one told you that they're grateful for you today, let me be the first. Okay, I am grateful for you. Trust me, it means a lot that you're here. So thank you. And make sure you subscribe to the podcast. You know, subscribe, follow, however you're listening. You know, Vibing Out WT on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube. I'm in every place like space. So make sure you're tapped into the community. It would mean the world to me. And let's see this thing grow, right? Talking about relationships. My relationship with this community has meant so much to me. And it's something that we've had to take slow, you know, because I've been doing this for 3 years. And I'm not like this mega viral kind of guy. No, I'm not. I haven't gone viral. I haven't blown up. I don't have like 1 million followers. I don't even have 1,000 followers. And I've been doing this for 3 years. So trust me, if I had a rushed mentality or a rushed mindset that I need this thing to blow up, otherwise it's a failure. If I had that mentality, I would not have made it this far, right? I have seen success. Like, and I've started coaching some of my people in this community. I've hit over 10,000 downloads. So we've had our growth and our milestones. But if somebody asked me, like, Tex, like, why are you doing this podcast? Why have you been doing it for 3 years? If, you know, you're not even, you know, let's say this is not my primary source of income, or I haven't blown up or gone viral, like, people would say, Tex, why are you even doing this still? And I would say, you know, my goal is not to just reach everybody. My goal is not to reach every single person I can. If it was, I would be pushing way harder with content. I know that that's what you need to do if you want to reach a bunch of people. My goal has always been, my number one goal has always been, instead of reaching far, is to go deep. Going deeper with my community and making sure I have impact with the people that I have in this community. Like having that like loyal fan base, loyal community who knows what our values are, and I can impact as many people in this community immediately as I can. So that's always been my mentality. I always told myself with this Vibing Out community, I'll do it for 5 to 10 years before I look back and assess if I should stop. But I always had the idea of, let me take it slowly. Let me have a long-term mentality thinking with it, because so I don't get caught up in, you know, a failure here or there or something that goes wrong here. That's not going to be the reason I quit it completely, right? So that's my relationship with this community, with you guys, has been to take it slowly. And that's helped me go further with it and stay more committed. So that idea of moving slow, even like it starts there, but it extends to things like, obviously we can talk about intimate relationships and how moving slowly, or not moving slowly per se, because obviously you want to see forward movement in for a relationship to work. You can't just be well, if you're friends with somebody, where's the feelings of intimacy or, you know, attraction? How are those going to form? They might form over time, but, you know, there has to be some sort of forward movement eventually for relationships to grow. And I think that's important. I think this is one thing, like, I'm so interested in this whole dating field. I just love seeing what people's opinions are online. Not because I like to completely emulate what I hear and see. I like to form my own opinions. So I have my own thoughts based on my experiences and based on what people are saying over there. But I think, and this is something I've recently come to realize, if you want a successful relationship with somebody, like a long-term successful relationship, that person that you're interested in, you guys should be friends. And I don't mean like platonic friends forever, because obviously how can you have a relationship being platonic forever? But I mean, if you want to spend your days with somebody, it should be someone that you can literally sit there with and have a conversation with for hours. Or you can just do nothing with them and feel completely content. Like that is because over time, attraction, lust, these things fade. These things go down. I took a relationships course at York University. Attraction goes down. But the bond, the feeling of connection will stay the same and sometimes will increase. And that's a different type of measure in a relationship, is your feelings of connection, right? Intimacy is not the same as attraction, so to speak. They're a little bit different. So if you're attracted to somebody, sure, you can, you know, get into a relationship, or you can even, you know, this dating today is weird because you can be seeing somebody or dating them, but not in a relationship. There's like different stages, you know? So people can move through these pretty fast. And, you know, that's what the dating culture, I guess, is like. You know, let's say you are on the online apps or whatever. Personally, I never really used those my whole life. I've maybe had Tinder in like 2015 for, I think, 2-3 months. And then I got rid of it. Never had it since. Never had any of them since. So, but I know they're very popularly used. And that's what it is. It is what it is. Dating's kind of fast-paced these days, where you can be, you know, talking to multiple people, and then maybe you're seeing someone, maybe you date, and then maybe it doesn't work. So you kind of go through the rounds of potential mates very quickly. It can be a very quick process. And what I'm saying is, if you move slowly, it will probably yield better results. So if somebody is your friend or someone that you can talk to and you can have a good time with, just hang out, that's probably more likely somebody that you're going to want to be with long term. You're going to want to find someone that you can share values with and you can talk to and relate to on a lot of topics. I know they say opposites attract, but if you are so different, you're not going to agree on a lot of terms. You're not going to agree on a lot. You're going to be very argumentative, and it's going to be hard to hold a conversation because you're going to be constantly fighting. You should find somebody that you agree with on a lot of things. Someone that sees the world the same way as you, you know, sees values, and they find certain things important, the same things that you do. So you can hang out with them, talk to them, exist around them for long periods of time. And this is what I mean by friend, like someone that you can really find that enjoyment with. You know, they say boyfriend, girlfriend. The word friend is there because it should be someone that you can spend time with. And when you spend time with somebody, you got to take things slow in that regard. So I know it's kind of like against popular dating is very quick, but I'm saying if we just slow things down, I think people would have more success in that regard. The same way I said for my Vibing Out community, how I'm taking things slowly, slow enough to just make sure I don't get caught up on one or two failures along the way. If people are in a long-term relationship, if you're thinking long-term, if you're thinking slow about it, one or two fights will not, you know, completely ruin a relationship. You take things slow, you work through things day by day. And I think even relationships with, let's say on a platonic level, let's say just like colleagues, friends, professional relationships, you can even think long-term with them, because you never know how a person can benefit you or impact you, or how you could impact them. But if you look at a person and you think, you know what, maybe we'll be great friends down the line. Maybe we'll have some sort of impact on each other's lives. You know, take it slow, but there should be that forward movement with any relationship that matters to you, but nothing just gets accomplished in one day. Take your time with relationships, because we never really know where they're going to take us, you know, all the time, but I'm sure that the impactful relationships will pan out over time. So you really can only look back with relationships with hindsight. But if we take things slow and we have a long-term mindset with the people that we want to have in our lives, we think long-term with them, and we think, you know, maybe this person can impact me down the line. Maybe I can impact them by being in their life. You want to make sure you have that mentality so that we really surround ourselves with people that, you know, it's an intentional choice. We want to surround ourselves with people that we think we can intentionally be there for and positively impact, and vice versa. So I hope this episode kind of gave you that slow perspective. Don't think too fast with relationships with different, you know, with yourself, with colleagues and friends, intimate relationships, business relationships. Try to see things further down the line so you can really be intentional and find meaning and joy in these kinds of relationships. So I hope this episode gave you a little bit of perspective. It's just been something that's been on my mind lately with everything I've been going through in life. And, you know, it means a lot to me. So I hope this perspective at some point made sense for you. If not, I'd love to hear your perspective. You can literally shoot me a message, right? At VibingOutWT on Instagram or whatever. If you have my number, text me. Let me know your thoughts on any of these fast, medium, slow perspective episodes. I'd love to hear your thoughts. It means a lot to me when we get to have conversations. So, hope you enjoyed. I'll see you guys next week. We'll have another mini-series. I'll figure out what I want to talk about, but I'm always open to new ideas too, so let me know what you got, and I'll see you guys next week, all right? Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. This has been Vibing Out with Texany. I'm your host with the most, Texany, aka Mr. World Vibe, and I'm signing out. Peace.